Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Luda! Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. NFL scheduled to be released a week from today. Jeremy Kahn, if I didn't tell you yesterday an NFL schedule would be released a week from Thursday, would you have known at that time?
I don't care. I don't. And again, look, it's just, I'm not downplaying this. It's just not for me. You know, like I talk about the draft and how much I love watching it. I understand when the draft's not for you in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. I get it. This is not for me. This isn't like breaking news. It's just put it on the ticker for me, you know, like, but people are into it. People travel. They want to know when you're playing. Are you playing on the holidays so they can play?
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because the schedule coming out matters to me. The 2 hour show does not.
Fair enough.
I don't want to watch that. Look, because I'm not as excited about who plays on Thursday Night Football unless it's my team.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is, I like finding out where you're playing, who you're playing, all that stuff. I think it's important. I don't like watching it on TV for 2 hours.
What are they going to get to my team?
So do you get to my team in the second hour? Well, then text me, and then I'll turn it in. I don't care who the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing in week 13 unless it's the Ravens. You know what I mean? I understand that this is something that there are people that like, and I also understand that the schedule release is not for me.
Send it to me on social media. I'm going to copy and post it. I'm going to put it on social media as well. And I'm going to put it in my photos so that I can go back to it when I need it. That's it for me. I want to be crystal clear here. The schedule being released is exciting to me. The schedule release show is not.
My question is, why do I want to watch a lot of guys talk about a schedule release that I don't even want to hear talk about football? I mean, like, there's just some guys you listen to and you're going, yeah, I know you played the game, but like, what are you saying? Like, what is this? Like, there's some guys that are stuck in their ways about how things are and they're not going to change. And this is just what we talked about, like Rudy Gay, what he said about the NBA. It's like, it seems like nobody knows what to do inside the 3-point line anymore. The game has changed.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes it'll get back to it. What are we talking about? Running backs aren't
running
important.
Back, yeah.
Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley have amazing years. Guess what's important now again?
Running backs.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Joe, I'm curious to hear from you. Do you like watch? Is a schedule release big news for you?
Well, if you don't want to watch it, you can listen to it here via Westwood One on the Fan.
Good
Jeremy,
point.
All right over there, buddy?
Yeah. Let me say this. I don't like watching it. I love listening to it.
Especially on 105.7 The Fan or the Odyssey app.
I love it.
Or Odyssey.com, 105.7thefan.com.
I don't know if it's a commercial break.
I enjoy more of the people trying to decipher it beforehand than when it actually comes out. So, like, you know, the people will just be like, oh, well, if this is here and this is there, and it's kind of like when the puzzle comes together.
Yeah, but you're piecing it all together.
Yeah. But, yeah. I do also enjoy the teams that will put a lot of effort into the video reveals. Like, the Chargers have had some good ones in recent years.
That's on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's so, what I'm looking on social media for it. That's entertaining. But that show?
Yeah.
No.
Now, listening to it, though, again, 105.7 The Fan, you can catch that right here on... When next Wednesday?
Is it Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday. Is it the 8th? Sorry, the Thursday, yes. Yeah. Oh, no. Is it? What day is it? It's the 14th. It's Wednesday.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I am watching the draft. He's going over the 8th, the 7th. Which one
but
is
you know,
it?
You know what's even less entertaining than actually watching a two-hour draft?
What?
The next day come and try to predict their record.
You know that's my least favorite thing in all of sports. Predicting a record for a game that's going to happen 6 months from now or whatever, and things are going to be changed, you know, like you don't know who's on the roster.
I see the Ravens going 13-4. I see them going that before the schedule gets released.
I don't mind when people look at the schedule and go, yeah, I could see, a 12-5 or a 13-4. I don't like when they go, that's a win, that's a loss, that's a win. Come on.
Yeah,
if you did it last year, you didn't have the Raiders game right.
I think the Ravens, if you ask me right now, the Ravens going to win at least 12 games next year. I don't know what the schedule is. I know the Ravens.
I still feel good about it.
I know the Ravens. Right now, they're going to win. They're going to go 12-5, 13-4. Well, why do you say that, Rob? Because they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're good. Has nothing to do with who I think they're playing and when they're playing and how. No, doesn't matter to me. They're good. They're so good they didn't draft an offensive skill position player in the first 5 rounds. That's how good they are.
Well, and in years past, too, like we always felt like the Ravens weren't getting a lot of primetime games. It's different now with Lamar because you're going to get, 4 or 5 every single year? And then now with all the different games being played, they're trying to make Christmas Day an event. They're trying to play games on Fridays. They're doing everything that they never did. So you could be all over the place schedule-wise.
The Chiefs want to play every Christmas. Do you think the NFL will ever designate a Christmas team like they do a Thanksgiving team?
I don't think so. Are they going to be able to play every Christmas? I mean, what if the
NFL can play every Christmas?
The game falls on if Christmas falls on a Wednesday?
When did it fall on last year? Tuesday?
What was it last
year? Yeah, this is on a non-football day.
But I'm saying like Wednesday seems like the peak of where you don't want to have it, right?
The NFL has already announced they'll have 2 games this Christmas because it's a Thursday.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I just think Wednesdays don't make sense.
Last Christmas was a Wednesday, and they had Christmas games.
Okay. Well, then I'll just go F myself.
Sorry, it's a triple header this Christmas. 2 games on Netflix and then 1 on Amazon Prime.
It was triple header last Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate this.
So do you think they'll...
Games.
Do you think they'll designate Christmas teams like they do Thanksgiving teams?
I don't think so because I don't think if they had their choice or if they could change it, I don't think they'd have Dallas and Detroit on there every
Roger Goodell was asked about that for Christmas and he said no.
Because Kansas City asked for it and he said no.
Yeah, he said no, he doesn't think they would ever do that.
You know the Ravens are probably going to end up playing the Chiefs or somebody. Like their away schedule is ridiculous this year. So I have a feeling it's going to be another Christmas night.
What divisions you got? Do you have it in front of you?
I know that it's the Bills, Chiefs, Dolphins, the three other divisionals, and I think there's someone else big in there. I think maybe it's the Lions.
They
So those are the road games.
Yeah.
So, and with the Ravens, though, too, like you think about how the rivalries are being created. It's that triumvirate of Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes.
Because they keep finishing in first place.
So any one of those teams playing the other team, I think is going to end up being a primetime game every single time. And whether that's not, it could be, and talking about primetime, you could be the national game across the country at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
It could be Thanksgiving. I'd rather play on Christmas than Thanksgiving. By the way, you said the Packers and who?
Yeah, so your away opponents that are not divisional are Bills, Chiefs, Vikings, Packers, Dolphins. We play the Lions at home.
Okay.
So the AFC East and NFC North are the two divisions of next year.
Correct, yeah.
Plus, you're always going to get the Chiefs as long as you keep finishing in first place with them.
Yep.
And the Bills.
All right, so who's the next team? Who's the team that catches the Chiefs at some point and passes them? Is it the Chargers?
In that division? Chargers.
What do you think about the Raiders? They got your boy now. Pom-pom's there, right?
Yeah. But,
I think
there'll be a playoff team. I think the Chargers are better.
Well, I'm not saying they're better, but they've drafted some interesting pieces that...
Raiders?
Yeah, that make me want to watch them.
They're significant.
Yeah.
They're relevant. They're a problem. But I just think the next team up in the West, Chargers.
Okay. I mean, I think that's the most logical team because...
I'm a logical individual.
Well, that's to be debated.
Let's go to John in Churchville. What's up, John?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing well. Good. How are you?
Good. I'm hoping to be a little more articulate than Rob Gronkowski to convey his thought. It's going to be a little depth here, but you know, what do you guys think is one of the major flaws with the analytics? I think for me, it's basically the sample size, right? And did the Orioles have a big enough sample size of some of the draft players that they drafted? It seems like they drafted a lot of the same hitter, and it's kind of put them in this situation. Well, so as you guys were just talking about three-point line becoming irrelevant, or changing the game of basketball and running backs in the NFL, do you think the batting average will ever matter again?
No.
No.
Mm-mm, no. Just like the three-point line has changed basketball. You're not coming back inside the three-point line.
Yeah.
You're staying out there.
The math tells you it's getting 1.5 times what you're getting going inside more times than not.
And the rest of the world plays that. You're getting players from all over the world.
So I just want to say this, and I say it all the time about analytics. Analytics is information. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
You do with it what you want, and the percentages. The one thing that he said is absolutely correct is when you don't have a large enough sample size,
it's tough.
That information may not hold water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like, I hate arguing about this stuff all the time because I feel like there's a lot of people that don't buy into it because they're set in their ways of how the game used to be and what they like.
That's Baltimore.
That's the guys calling it. Why aren't we moving runners over? Because nobody wants to give up an out unless it's a tie game in the ninth inning or tenth inning.
Or extra innings when you have the automatic run on second base anyway. So you move them over.
I mean,
you're the home team and it's tied.
There's a lot of things that are changing in this.
If you hold the visiting team down in the top of the 10th inning and it's still a tie ball game, now you're talking to me about moving that runner over because that runner wins the game. So I want to move him over. And that way I can have two outs and win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about that in the 8th inning. I don't care about that in the 6th inning. In a 10th inning of a tie ball game and I'm the home team, I care about that.
Can I tell you the next stat that I think goes away?
What's that?
Completion percentage. Because not all completion percentage is created
in
equally.
Football?
Yeah.
I agree with you. Because I see some guys with 68%. I'm like, dude.
Well, that was the argument. Remember
I'm throwing from here to you, Jeremy. I'm not gonna throw that incomplete.
You remember when Shador and Cam Ward were working out together and Shador was talking trash to him saying, oh, man, all you do is dink and dunk. And he's like, what? That's how you got your completion percentage up to where it is. He's like, no, I throw the football downfield. And you look at guys, like if you're in an offense where you don't, what did I say about Jaden Daniels last year when they first started off? He wasn't throwing the ball often beyond 20 yards. He could do it, but he didn't start to do that.
They brought him along.
Yes. And once he started doing it, you're like, oh, yeah, he is special.
Yeah.
But there are certain guys that Tua, when Tua first came up, he didn't throw the ball more than 6 or 7 yards on almost every single pass play.
Remember when Tyreek Hill said he was a better quarterback than than Patrick Mahomes. Remember he said that?
Yeah. And then he listed his top five quarterbacks and didn't have two in there?
Uh-huh.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.